this whole thing, we look at life like it's about what you can get from life. And I think, you know, I read something, I was like, that's not what it is. You're going to always be unfulfilled if you look at life like that. It's about knowing you're going to leave one day. And, you know, when you leave, the only way you're going to be fulfilled is if you know you gave everything you had.
You already know what time it is. We're Over the Top, the podcast with your host, Damon Hicks. You already know the father, the entrepreneur, the investor, the leader, the philosopher, all above. Stop playing with me. Let's get into it. Tap in.
All right, so I'm back with another one with Over the Top, the podcast. I am your host, Damon Hicks, award-winning Damon Hicks. They said I got to start saying that. But I'm glad to be back. I got a special guest. As y'all know, I always bring a special guest here, and I'm going to let her introduce herself.
I am Ken, owner of Kenzel Kalani K3, clothing brand that started in Indiana, but now I'm in Florida, Orlando, Florida. But I'm back for the holidays right now.
Yeah, don't play with it. Don't play with it. So this episode real interesting to me because this is the first time I'm interviewing somebody that I don't really know like that. I've been seeing her down my timeline. No, we actually did a seminar together, I think, last year. And to have her on, something special, feel good to me to have somebody on that's, you know, got a clothing brand and took off with it. Now you at a whole nother place with it. So to jump right into it, how you feeling today?
I'm cool. I'm always cool.
Feeling good. So
chilling.
Your brand. What's the inspiration? What's the meaning behind it?
So my brand came from just the backstory of it. It came from me going through postpartum depression after I had my daughter. My brand name is my kids' names, Kenzel and Kalani. Crazy how it came together. Crazy how it put together and sound like something, but it's Kenzel Kalani, both my kids, both of them toddlers. I was going through postpartum depression, bored one day. I think it was like I needed something to wear, and like I was at work and I didn't get off in time to find something to wear. So I'm like, man, I'm about to have my own clothes. And then I literally came up with the whole brand while I was at work. I was going through all type of names. I was just going to use my daughter name. I don't know. But when I put Kenzel Kalani together, it just clicked. Like, hey. It was just that.
So did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
No.
What got you in that mindset?
I had no choice.
No choice.
It's literally like, I'm still not even all the way there. Like, I'm a hustler, but never planned to actually just be out in the streets as an entrepreneur. Like, it was literally, it just fell in my lap. Like,
what's your opinion on behind, what you think the difference between a hustler and, I guess, entrepreneur, you know?
An entrepreneur is, it's more organized than a hustler. A hustler is you gonna figure out what you finna do for the day. Mm-hmm. Entrepreneur, you already got set what you finna make your money from. Like,
right.
Hustler is every day. You don't know what today might bring. You don't know.
Yeah.
What you finna be doing, but you know you finna make some money.
Yeah, it's funny because I talk about that. I made a status a couple weeks ago and was like, a lot of Naptown quote unquote entrepreneurs, they're hustlers, they're not business owners.
That's me.
And it was like, you know what I'm saying? And me as well. And it's like, next year, that's what I want to learn, uh-huh, more of the business side. Because think about right now, if you had somebody that give you $50,000 for your brand to invest into your brand right now, how far would it go? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That is true. And then it's like, entrepreneur world is way different. Like, you can't really multitask on entrepreneurship. Like, you have to be in that mode or you will fall off. Mm-hmm. Like, not fall, like,
I know what you mean.
Intentionally fall off. Like, you will literally fall backwards dealing with entrepreneur. If you ain't on it, it can literally crumble so fast. And it's like, for me to step off in it, I do know business owners, but at the time, I didn't reach out to nobody. It's literally like I started a brand, and people started buying my stuff. And at first, I wasn't even keeping track of no money, none of that. I was spending my own personal money getting stuff made, mm-hmm, just because I'm like, dang, I can design some clothes. That's crazy. Let me see what I can do. So I was just hyped on it.
Show them some of the clothes real quick. She got some. You know, first time I got to get it, finally got something to show. So I'll be as far as the brand. This kind of dope.
So, of course, I got the track suits. This was, like, one of my most popular
Okay, for the listeners, the people that's listening, she's showing a blue navy. It's a navy, yeah. Navy blue one. Super, super dope.
Inside tags.
You know, so
in the inside.
So it's a lot of people that want to start clothing brands, right? What advice would you give to them?
My advice is stick with what you want to do. Taking opinions and I wouldn't necessarily say advice, but advice from other people that's not actually in your field or with your mind frame, it can't hurt you. I started off as a family brand and then I drifted off to doing stuff everybody else wanted me to do. And it wasn't for me. Like,
I know exactly
what was for me was my original plan was to drop stuff for me and my kids to wear the matching clothes. Then I started listening to everybody else and then I got a brand that got all kind of stuff and it's just like, this ain't even stuff I'm wearing. Like, right. Yeah, it's cool, but now it's like I got to get back to what I started it for. So my biggest advice is stick to what you want to do. Like,
from the beginning.
Yeah, because if you lose that, it's going to become a job. Like, you don't want it to become a job. Goodness. Like, once your hobby become a job, you ain't going to do it no more.
Yeah, that's funny. It's funny you say that because the podcast, you know, I love it and everything, but it became a job to me because so many different, it ain't fun because I've been hearing all those different opinions. So now I'm trying to switch this and change this and, all right, maybe I should do this because it be people that are trying to come on and they be wanting to talk about some things that are just, you know, not about my podcast.
Yeah.
Actually, one of my closest friends, wanted to talk about something. Hold on, I'm gonna pause this so I can do that one. So what I was saying was, I got a friend that wanted to come on here and talk about certain things. And I was like, dang, I'm like, dang, bro, I don't even feel comfortable talking about it. He was trying to talk about that Kanye West stuff. And
yeah.
I was like,
too controversial.
They try to get my stuff in. But we were just talking about how, you know, it'd be people that try to give you that same advice and don't even want to, you know, shop with you.
Yeah. It's like people try to turn your dream into their dream or something. And it's just like people know when you're going somewhere with something. So they try to get in on it just so, you feel me, later they can say that they put in on it so that you look out for them later. But it just be like, nah, this ain't that type of party. Like, I know what I had to do by myself. Like, I know how I had to build this by myself, the long nights, crying because stuff ain't going my way, losing out on thousands and not even saying nothing. Like, it's so much behind the scenes that go on when you're an entrepreneur that people don't respect. Like, but at the same time, you got those people that know. Like, I got a lot of business owners that shop with me, so they respect my hustle. Like, anything I buy, they know it's because I'm feeding my kids. Like, when I left here, this was my primary income, my clothing line, because it just I left for a different reason, but I had to use that as something to keep me on my feet. Because at the end of the day, I still got kids. So I did that. And you feel me? It's just like a lot of people respect the hustle. So no matter what, I could sell a bottle of water. They going to buy it.
Like, I could sell a rock to a caveman.
Yeah, like sell water to a fish.
So what just keeps you sane? Or matter of fact, I want to ask you this question before you answer that question. What's the difference between having a 9-to-5 and being an entrepreneur? To you, what you think?
Having a 9-to-5 and I'm not working all day for 150 when I can make that off of one jogging suit. Like, I ain't gonna say I'm not gonna do it because I'm real humble. I go get a job in a heartbeat, but it's something about making chump change to what I know I can make in a day. Like, even when I think about working, I just be like, dang, it's gonna take me 40 hours
just to make that,
just to bring home what, 1200? Like, hey, I'm finna pop this trunk. Like, and I done started jobs and quit because I'm just like, okay, now I'm about to sell some jogs. Like, if I sell this, that's how much if I can make this in a day, then I'd rather do that than to sit and slave and work all day long for somebody else, and I got to worry about trying to call off. I can't do stuff. I can't move around, all that. Like, a 9-to-5 is cool. I respect a 9-to-5. I had a 9-to-5 before I actually started my clothing brand, but it's just something about that freedom. Like, I got comfortable with the freedom of being a single parent. I get to be at home with my kids more. I get to do more with my kids. I live in Orlando. We was at a park every weekend. Like, so it's like, that 9 to 5, I can't get comfortable with that life no more. It ain't for me. Like, I know what I can make. I know how much I could make. I know I can get rich off what I'm doing. So
right.
It's like that 9 to 5, yeah, it's cool for the moment, but trust me, y'all gonna help me build mine instead of me helping build y'all.
So if it was somebody listening to this right now, working 9 to 5 and as an entrepreneur, how would you suggest them to, you know, get away from that 9 to 5, or what type of hustle or type of grind mode they should be in to get away from that?
Honestly, right now, how the economy is, keep your 9 to 5. It's like a necessity right now. Like, if you ain't already got something set in stone, right now ain't the time to really be exploring options and exploring different businesses, because it's like, if it don't pop, then what? Like, some people be at their jobs for years. Like, if it don't pop, not saying it won't, what you gonna do? Like, you gotta be already built for it. Like, you gotta have years in it already to know, like, what you finna do if you don't make no money this day. Like, you're not gonna make money every day. Like, did I make some money today? Nope, I didn't make no money today, but tomorrow I might make $2 bands. I may make $100. I may make $500. Like, it all varies. And some people can't handle not knowing where they next check or money gonna come from. So a 9 to 5 is kind of a necessity until, you feel me, you got it built up enough where you can walk away. Like, I ain't gonna say I regret leaving my job, but I worked at the post office. I'm making, you already know what the post office made, especially during COVID and then during peak season. But it's like, yeah, I should have kept my job, but I tried to keep it, but they wasn't trying to do what I was trying to do. I was trying to move, and they weren't trying to let me leave. So it's kind of like stuff like that. That's when it comes a problem with jobs. Like, they don't care about your life. They don't care at about all what you're doing. Like, I'm at working all 12 hours. I was too tired to even go home to even work on my own business, because I'm working 12 hours, 14 hours. Like, I only get one day off, or they take my off days, stuff like that. And it's just like, dang, like, I don't even have the time to release clothes because I'm busy. It's just me. So that part I don't like about it, but you really got to grind it out. Like, now you have to grind it out, because stepping out now, everything's hot. Like,
it definitely is.
Everything, food, all that. Like, it's really an uncomfortable type of living right now to go without a job if you ain't already got it in you.
So let me ask you this. This is just something a little different. Moving from Naptown, how did you go about doing that? Because a lot of people want to move from here and go somewhere. What was your plans with that?
Get up and go. Like, not even joking.
I mean, what if you got the bread, though?
I mean, you got to find it. Like, that's why I said it's you got to have them. It's certain mentalities you got to have to do certain stuff. Like,
yeah. So that's something, I think people say that's something you can't plan for, really.
You can't. And like, and I'm going to go into this topic just because this is like, a lot of people got it kind of confused on why I left. They thought I left because my brand took off, and that was really wasn't the reason why I left. So the reason I left was because I had a domestic situation. And you feel me? Something happened. It turned violent. And you feel me? I got off with self-defense, and it was an ongoing case where and then I also had to deal with like all the extra stuff that came behind what I did in the situation. So it's like, to protect me and my kids, I was just like, I'd rather leave. And then on top of that, I had anxiety real bad. It's a lot that came with it. I had PTSD from it. Like, it was so much. I'm like, I gotta leave. Like, I'm not gonna be at peace until I get up out of here. So I always wanted to live in Florida. I'm like, hey, listen, did what I had to do. I ain't gonna say what I actually did to get to do everything, but in my past life, I was a scammer. Like, I'm gonna just be honest, because like, a lot of people, they don't want to be honest on what they doing to get their money and stuff, and a lot they stories be fake. Like, no, I used to do apartment approvals. I used to scam. Like, well, you feel me? Whatever it took to make some money, because at the end of the day, I got kids, so whatever it took to make some money. And pretty much once I got enough money, I'm gone.
It's gone.
Like, so I didn't care what if it was just a dollar over what I needed. Like, I was gone. Like, I said it once I put my 2 weeks notice in at my job, and that last day came, I'm like, I gotta leave. I got too much pride to stay if I already had it in my mind to leave and I already quit my job. Like, the post office is one of the top paying jobs. So it's just like, where am I going to go? I'm not about to go work for $15. So it's just like, nah, is this it? Like, time to go.
So in the beginning of your entrepreneur stage, if you could tell yourself something, what would you tell yourself?
Stay focused. I drift off a lot. And I feel like that comes from, like I said, I'm more of a hustler, not an entrepreneur. So I'm more so don't, like, when I'm not in the mood to deal with entrepreneurship, I'm not in the mood with it, and I'm not going to deal with it. Mm. Like, I will shut my whole operation down and go live a regular life and then come back like nothing happened. I do it every year. And it's kind of like my downfall, because I could be, I feel like for my brand it is, but for my sanity it's not.
Yeah,
because like my sanity, I'll be cool. Like, when I be in Florida, I'll be chilling. Like, when I don't be dropping stuff, I'll be down there chilling, living a little life in the backyard, playing, showing y'all palm trees on my stories. Because you feel me, this is my regular life. Because at the end of the day, when all the cameras is off, Facebook's, I'm not on Facebook, I'm with my kids. So that's my regular life. And not to say I don't care about my brand, I care about my life with my kids.
That's ooh.
So it's like that, I'm leaving that for them, but I still want them to live a normal life. Because when I went down there, I opened up a store and our life changed like drastically. Like, I'm literally a full-time mom working a store. Like, my clothing brand was a job. Like, and it was kind of sad because like my kids was in the back. I ain't had no babysitter. I don't got no family down there. I don't got daycare, none of that. My kids is in the back the whole day the store is open. Like, and they ready to go home. It was like time, like, they'll be crying because we had to go up there. They'd be like, I don't want to come here. Like, and it's just like, dang, we got to open the store. And it's just like, I forced the life on them that they didn't want to live. And it was like, it wasn't fair. So it's like, once I got to that point where it's like, nah, my regular life with my kids is kind of more important, I'll be chilling. If I need to take 6 months off, I'm taking 6 months off.
So it's funny you say that, because I'm about to go into my hiatus, and that's part of the reason, because my oldest daughter, she's starting to hate what I'm doing because it's taking the time away from with her. Mm-hmm. So I'll be at that. And she'd be wanting to, like, hold on, baby, let me edit this video. And she literally sent me a text message and was like, Dad, sometimes you be doing that and I be wanting your attention. And I was like, damn, my daughter's sick. She, like,
and they notice that stuff. And, like, yeah, it's cool and all. We all trying to make it without working these 9-to-5s. We all trying to get into entrepreneurship, get big with it. But at the end of the day, it's really about the kids. I'm not going to make my kids suffer for a dream that I could take my time on to make shake. At the end of the day, I know it's going to shake. But if I got to take my time so that I can be a parent right now, then I'd rather do that. Because what's the difference from me working a 9-to-5, I'm working 12 hours a day, and my kids never see me versus, you feel me?
Doing all that.
Yeah, and I'm 24/7. I'm at home, but I'm busy with doing this and that. They still don't get my time. Like, it's still the same. So it's just like,
are you still, do you still have that store?
Nope, I did not sign a contract. If I tell you how much I was spending, that's another thing.
You said you don't have it?
No, nope. I didn't re-sign no contract. Okay. I actually bought out of my contract. If I tell you how much my bills was.
For the store?
The store plus my personal life, you wouldn't even believe me.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't even believe me. And it's like, I touched six figures. Yeah. But I spent six figures too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but it wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't gonna say it wasn't worth
it. Do you think you having that hustler's mindset, or you think if you developed a more business owner mindset, you think you'd be a little further? Or you think your hustler mindset is what got you so far, got you this far?
Both. It's like a hand-in-hand thing.
Oh, I got another question.
Being a hustler, you really have to be a hustler to be a business owner, because like I said, you don't know where your next dollar coming from. Like, you don't know when you're going to get it. So it's like, if you don't have that hustling mentality, you can't just sit out and wait until the money come to you, because then you ain't going to never make it.
Oh, my goodness. And And I think people underestimate that part of, you know, the hustling part, where it's like you got to create your own opportunities. That's basically what it is. You creating your own opportunity. So it's like, imagine a young lady doing hair. However much hair, however many customers she's able to get, that's how much money she's able to get. Yeah. But if she ain't doing it, then it's a wrap.
It's like that's what I said. Like, when you a hustler, you gonna figure out what you doing for the day. You can see on Facebook, you got people that's flip flopping through businesses. Hey, one day they stealing and selling the stuff. Next day they doing hair. Yeah. Next day they doing this. Next day, like, that's just the life. Like, you just being a hustler that get you there.
Let me say this real quick, because I like this conversation we having. So look, y'all. The camera might come off, but you can listen to the full episode on Apple Podcasts, because it might turn off because the episode only lasts 30 minutes. Camera only lasts 30. But I'm enjoying this conversation, so I just want to let y'all know that. And I want to let you know that, too. But we still got it right here. It's going to be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, all that. But yeah, I'm enjoying this conversation. I just let you know that. Because I still got another question, because you really giving me some. Because
it's really my thing. Like, people don't hear me talk all the time. Everybody think I'm quiet. Well, I am quiet. I really don't talk when I'm around people unless they really know me. So, like, to actually speak, people don't even know me like that. They never heard me really talk before. Mm. So, besides on Facebook, I'm a clown.
Yeah, you be cracking me up.
That's my spot. Like, I love Facebook because I can just type it. I ain't got to say nothing. Like, I could say what I feel, but I ain't really verbally saying it. So, mm-hmm. I'm comfortable doing that. Like, yeah. I could type all day long. I'll send you a 10-page text message. Like, you feel me?
Funny.
I'm one of them type of people. Yeah. Like, I text you in a heartbeat, but I won't say nothing to your face. Like,
yeah.
That's how I am. I'm just not a vocal person.
That's funny. All right, so look, this is my next question, because I've been waiting to ask you this, because I've been thinking about this. So what do you do? Well, you kind of already said, but I just still want to see what you're going to say. So I'm at the point right now where I feel drained, burnt out, all of that. What you doing in those positions when you feel like that?
Shut it all down.
Shut it all. I'm doing that in January.
That's just what I do personally. Like, as I say, I'm a hustler. Like, I can figure out where and how I'm gonna make some money. Regardless, if I shut my operation down, when I say shut down, I mean, like, for my little business, I just stopped releasing clothes, but I still got stuff to sell. So it's kind of like, when I shut down, it's like, I'm not posting no clothes. Don't ask me about no clothes. Like, mm-hmm. Either you're going to go to the website and get it, or that's just it. Like, but I don't want to talk about it. Like, I'm going to live my regular life. Like, and I feel like a lot of business owners need to step back and take that time to themselves. Like, people say I take too much time to myself, but usually I take the winter off, because it's the most hectic time, and it's like headaches after headaches. And it's just like, it's on top of that, you got your own kids that you got to try to get ready for Christmas, and then the new year coming. So it's just like, it'd be too much pressure to try to run a business and also still be a parent. And it's just like, I like wintertime. Them, I usually be ghost from like October all the way to like February, March. Like, and I don't be caring. Like, I be caring about my customers, but it just be like, they mostly understand. But at the same time, it's just like, man, like, with you running a business by yourself, you got to take that time off. Like, you got to. Like, these people running around with, like, running themselves raggedy, trying to run all these businesses, do all this extra stuff. Yeah, it's cool that they trying to build what they trying to build, but, man, at the end of the day, your sanity mean more. Like, because if your mental health ain't together, trust me, you gonna ruin whatever you got coming anyway, because you ain't gonna be ready for it. Like, your mind ain't gonna be ready for it. Like, and I feel like I done been in them positions where I ruined a lot of stuff because mentally I wasn't there trying to even do it. So now I'm moving at my own pace. Like, if I drop something, I drop something. If I don't, I don't.
And I'm glad you said that too, because I was talking to some people about my hiatus that I'm about to be taking. And somebody was like, you gonna mess up your momentum. I'm thinking, like, I created the momentum. I can create it again. That's nothing. What you talking about? I got the formula. I know the
right. It's you. Like, you can't mess up something that's you. It's already, it's in you. It's on you already. Like, that's just like when people be like, oh, man, take a social media break. Like, no, that's, like, social media is where I'm comfortable at. So it's like, if I take a break, I'm going to stop posting my business, and I'm going to just get back to making jokes on Facebook. Like, I'm cool with that. Like, I don't need a social media break. I don't, you feel me? like my break really be from like
business,
the real world, like stuff like that, like my business or doing the extra stuff that I do. Like if I want to take a break, I'm gonna be in my bed on Facebook scrolling, laughing on TikTok, laughing at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. That's my break. Like yeah. I like when I could just chill like that. I mean, everybody's different. Like, but I'm, like I said, I'm not a vocal person. So me being on Facebook, that kind of, it's kind of like calming for me. Cause like everybody's so funny. Like
Facebook is hilarious. I think a lot of people, like a lot of people that don't have Facebook underestimate how much influence, how much impact, how much hilarious
it is. Then I'm going to say this too, like these people that be on there acting like they just so Hollywood and so professional. I don't like them Facebook people on my page because it's just like, hey, we finna clown on my page. Like,
me too.
For years. I've been clowning for years. And it's just like, I like to have fun on there and I hate them uptight people who are like, y'all need to get y'all life together. All y'all do is sit on Facebook all day. So, and then it's crazy because now we get paid for it. Now they, how y'all get paid for it? No, you stay off Facebook, keep scrolling. You feel me? Trying to see, you feel me? Look at everybody's stuff without saying nothing. Act like you just so much better than everybody. I hate those type of people because y'all life is not no more better than ours because y'all not posting, making posts. Yeah. Like,
I definitely be turning up on Facebook. I talk more stuff on my Facebook than Instagram. Instagram kind of my professional setting. But Facebook, clowns.
Instagram, they don't know I'm ghetto. I can't even clown on there like how I clown on Facebook. Like, I be like, I got to keep my composure on Instagram. If they find out I'm ghetto, they probably going to unfollow me. Them the bougie people.
Yeah, nah, Facebook, definitely bougie.
I could turn up on Facebook all day long. And it's just like, how am I ruining my life because I made a funny post on Facebook? That's why I don't be getting when these people be like, y'all need to get off Facebook, get y'all some money. Oh, I'm making money with this post right here. Feel me? Like, but I don't know, I just don't like the new age maturity people try to throw at everybody, like, just because we on Facebook we not mature. Like, bro, like, it's just Facebook. Like, it's just an app. Like, I'm gonna close this and go back to my regular life. I'm still paying my bills, I'm still doing this, I'm still doing that. Like,
so do you feel like where you at right now is balanced? You feel like you balanced at this point, or you still feel like, you know, well, yeah, do you feel like you balanced at this point? Or you still feel like you still shaky because you still got to run it by yourself?
The best way to explain it is, you got a toddler.
Yeah.
Have they ever, like, drew a picture?
Mm-hmm.
It, like, scribbled?
Yep.
That's my life. Like, all this business stuff, like, honestly, I don't really want, I ain't gonna say I don't want to have a business, but I never plan to be a business owner. If I can have a brand and have a brand, cool. But the business part is just like, it wasn't never my field.
I like that mindset though, because I think as long as you're saying that mindset, it's going to be fun for you. Like you were saying, it's not going to feel like a job because it's going to be like, they're going to rock with it anyways. Rather you try to be super serious and try to post certain things. Yeah. And it's like, they still gonna rock with it even if you having fun. Like you said, you do your breaks all the time. And
even when I get on Facebook and just strictly business, it ain't never the same. Yeah. Like, they know me from my personality. Like, my brand got big because of me. Like, even people that don't know me, they know me from Facebook. I can go anywhere in the city and they gonna tell you they know of me or they see me on Facebook. Like, that, and that's just how it is. Like, I built my brand off of my personality. So me joking on Facebook kind of, it helps my brand also, because it just be like, I'm not one of those stuck up people. I talk to everybody on Facebook. I don't know 75% of the people I talk to on there. Never met them before in my life.
I think this is our second time just even seeing each other. I would be commenting on your stuff.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. But I'm on everybody. If you on my page, I'm commenting on your thing. And if you get attitude, I'm going to delete you, because it's Facebook. Like, what you so uptight for? Like, so with me, I typically comment back to everybody. I conversate with everybody. I mean, it's some that's just so annoying. I just, after a while, I just stop commenting back to them, because then they get too far in their head with it. But that, me having conversation with people, they inbox me like, oh, what you got for sale? I want to buy something. Boom. Made a sale off of a funny post about baby daddies or something.
Right.
Like, yeah. It'd be that simple for me. Like, but when I'm not on there, people be looking for me.
Yeah.
Like, literally
make sure you all right.
Looking for, where you at? Like, you ain't posted in 72 hours.
I don't
hours.
Think I seen you post too much these last couple weeks. You been on there?
I've been on there, but I ain't, like, it been kind of, like, scattered. I'll be on there for a couple hours and then get off and then get back on a couple hours.
Yeah, I don't think I seen you been on there.
Yeah, it's been a lot going on, so I ain't really been too much on there. I ain't been making no jokes because ain't nothing been funny.
Yeah, ain't nothing funny, right?
That's serious. Christmas is next week.
It sure ain't. Well, you laugh, but that's funny. But I want to ask you this, too. So on my podcast, I like to talk about procrastination. What you think made you just take action? Like, what put you in that mindset to take action? Like, hey, I don't care what nobody say about what the brand look like or how they feel about it, or I'm about to just do it. I ain't about to procrastinate about this brand that I'm building.
Before I answer the question for real,
yeah.
I'm the biggest procrastinator.
You think you are? You think
the
you are?
The biggest one.
Hell, you got to look like. Come on, you got the brand.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, but it's so much stuff that I don't do that I need to be doing.
Okay, why you feel like you procrastinate before you answer that question?
Because, like I said, it's a bunch of stuff that I'm supposed to be doing that I don't do. It's so much stuff I put off. Like, I got a fashion show. I was supposed to pick models like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't picked not one yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to have it submitted by Sunday.
Is it because you really don't care for it to do it?
It's not that I don't care. I'm excited for it. It's just I'm a procrastinator. I'm going to wait till the last minute to do it. Like, and that's literally
that's probably your comfortable like, space, though.
Yeah, I work better under pressure. So I was always one of them people that if we got a 15-page paper to write, I'm going to write it the same day.
Wow.
Even though we had a month to write it. That's always been me. So, yeah, I'm big on procrastination. And I wish, and, like, that's, like, something I need to work on, like, real bad.
You think you'll be ahead if you wasn't so much of a procrastinator?
Definitely.
Mm.
Real life.
Well, thanks for the transparency. All right, now.
That's what I say. I'm going to be honest. Like, a lot of people, they be lying about stuff.
Well, they'd have got on here and be like, well.
All these business owners with these suits on and stuff, acting like they so much further than everybody. And
mm-hmm.
Like, and I'll be trying, like, me, even on Facebook, like, I'm an honest person. Like, I'm not finna make nothing seem like it what it ain't. Like, people be like, oh, man, it seems like it's so easy. You don't. No, it's not. Like,
mm-hmm. It ain't.
None of this
at
stuff
all.
Easy. Nothing.
At all. Not even a little bit.
Yeah, like, I'm not even finna lie to you. And I'm not trying to scare you. Nah, none of this is easy. But I'm doing what I got to do. Long as I'm doing what I have to do, like, that's all that matters. But
I'm happy you said that, because people think doing stuff even like this, people think this is it's not easy at all.
At all, they don't know what it takes to do a lot of stuff. That's why, right now, I'm doing like the brand startups, helping people start brands from scratch. And it's just like a lot of people don't have it in them to sit down and do everything. They don't know everything, and a lot of people not giving them the resources. I've been through it. I can get y'all through the hiccups first,
mm-hmm.
and then y'all, whatever y'all do after that, that's on y'all. But
mm-hmm.
a lot of people they're not really there to understand the real life to this entrepreneur stuff, this business owner stuff. Like, I'm not even really there. Like, some days I'll be like, man, these people crazy. Like, but everything look good on Facebook.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody's stuff
oh
look good
goodness.
On Facebook.
Oh,
like,
my goodness. It does. And that's why sometimes when people be talking to me, like, yeah, bro, I like the level you on, bro. I'm not on no. What level
well,
you
yeah,
think I'm
well,
on, bro? I've been that just like you. He's talking about, bro.
My favorite Facebook post, it said, I hope y'all don't think I got no money, because I never said that. Like, I love that post because it's just like, that's just life in general. Like, I hope y'all don't think something of me that I never told y'all. I never said that everybody felt like my brand took off. I never said that.
All right. But I think just because of how you carry yourself and the people that carry themselves a certain way, you know. You know your stuff hard, so you carry yourself like your stuff raw.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm still behind. Like,
yeah.
I'm okay, in Indy, yeah, it could be up there, but I'm in a whole different city. I'm in a whole different state. Like, y'all think I'm somewhere, I'll get in a whole new world where...
Yeah, they looking at you like...
Orlando is the size of Indiana. Hmm. Florida is way bigger than Indiana, like, way bigger. So, one person, like, you can run into somebody more than once here.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna run into the same people,
mm-hmm.
never, unless they work at one particular place. Yeah. Like, but you're never gonna run into the same person.
That's funny you said that, because I was thinking this too. Like, I was like, I think people think in Naptown what certain people are doing is just so dope and on a whole nother level. And I be thinking like this, even though I ain't trying to compare myself, I be thinking like, what I'm doing here if I go to somewhere like Atlanta, they're going to look at me like, you know how many young dudes doing the same thing? But it's not so many people here doing a lot that you stick out. So it's like, dang. And it's like, not trying to compare myself or say anybody better, but I'm just saying like.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, and I also feel like a lot of stuff we doing here is next level, but we don't get the credit for
here.
We don't really get the credit because they don't know us. They ain't seen us. Like, that's just how I was like, I don't see how Indiana ain't took over TikTok. We got the funniest people. Like,
you got the people on there.
But I feel like a lot of stuff on TikTok scripted. We funny here, for real. Like, real life funny. Like, the stuff they be doing, I be like, man, I know 10 people more funnier than them.
Right,
like,
right.
But it's just, we ain't on a map like that.
Why you think we not on a map? So we're gonna get into it.
I feel like we ain't on a map because.
And I'll tell you why.
Honestly, we small-minded here. I feel like as a whole, we small-minded. A lot of people don't want to leave the city. A lot of people don't care to be bigger than Indiana. And they sold Indiana at heart where it's just, okay, cool. I'm cool with being big in Indiana. But they want to be, you feel me, popping here. It's just like, okay, you 40. Like, get up out the city. Like, it's a bigger world. All the 2,000 people that live here know you. I mean, you're not going to get no bigger than that here. So it's just like, you got to move on. Like, you got to go meet some new people. Like me, my head big. Like, I want to meet people in Cali. I want to be, and not necessarily for my clothing brand. Like, I just feel like I want to just be known everywhere. Like, I want the whole country to know me. Because how dope is that? Like, just like these celebrities, everybody be complaining about like Ari and Jada and all them like being big for nothing. Man, let me be big for nothing. Like, I want to be big for nothing. Let me just sit somewhere like 1,000 people love me because it's just me. I ain't did nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's why, like, here, if everybody just, they stuck in Indiana ways, like, I ain't gonna say we the only ones that think like this, but I feel like we do.
Yeah.
Cause like everybody else, they be ready to move on, move out, like learn something new, learn something bigger. Like even in big cities, like people will go, our demeanor's different than bigger cities. Like everybody's like really friendly down south, friendly. Like it's so easy to meet somebody there and like, you just met this person and y'all spend a whole night together at the club or something. Cause it's just like, dang, you really cool. Like kicking it. Like, but Indiana, it's like everybody got their guard up. Everybody want to be mean.
Big. Everybody want to be that person that's the most popular.
Yeah, everybody feel like they bigger than everybody else here. Like, and that's why, like, I ain't gonna say I don't really like being here, but sometimes I get that. I'll be like, man, I'm ready to go home. Like, cause it's like, everybody cool here, but everybody into it too. Like, they can say they cool. All these people, these females, they play like they just so for the girls and all this. Would be mean girls in real life. Like, they don't even like the people they hanging with type stuff. Like, you feel me? They talking about everybody. They into it with all the business on it for no particular reason. And I found this out just being cool with everybody. Like, I'm like that one person that's cool with everybody. I don't got no beef with nobody. So it's like, being around these other business owners and see how they really act. It's like, what? Like, they messy. They talking about this business owner. Oh, how she do that? Where she get that? Like, what? This how y'all really act? Like, it just make you not even want to hang with nobody. Like, you can't even do certain stuff. Like, you can't even collab with a certain business owner without this business owner getting
feeling
mad.
Some type of way.
Yeah, just like, bro, like,
oh my God, that's crazy.
Like, what's the animosity for it? They swear they ain't don't dislike nobody, but let you go to somebody else that if they do a service or they got this type of business, and then you turn around and go to the next person that has the same thing, they gonna flip. They gonna be so mad, like just so mad, and it'd be like, dang, I don't owe you nothing. Like, why can't I support the next person? Like, I'm cool with everybody. Everybody want the same support. So you feel me? Why are you mad because people going to this person? Or long as you getting your support, why does it matter? But
man, that's crazy. Cause I've been sending people to other podcast places. Literally told this girl to go on one of, you don't say his name, but I told her to go on this dude podcast. She went on it. I said, he cool, man. Inbox him. What? I just told when we just started. I
and tell you, you even tagged, like when somebody commented on my post about it, you even say, yeah, that's a good one too.
I said, that's a good one. I just, when
but
you just
a
came
lot
here,
of
I
people
said,
don't do that. They not going to refer you to the same person, like the same business.
Come on. I'm going to say this podcast because I fuck with them. Leave it to the streets. I told her, come to you, man. Rock with her, man. That's what I said. And yeah, I show love, man. What? We all going to eat. We all going to win.
But that's the thing, India. Like, it's like, I don't know how to explain it, the way these people act here. And it's not even just business owners. It's just normal people, too. Like, it's just their attitudes is nasty. Like,
let me tell you my thoughts on why. And you kind of said it, too, as far as, like, the size. Mm-hmm. And I think I don't think people understand that Naptown really is small. It's only Indianapolis. And if you look at Indianapolis and then Indiana.
Go to Orlando.
Indianapolis is small. It's, like, this big. So it's like we don't have enough people to even be able to quote unquote go viral to push our stuff. That's one of the reasons.
I ain't gonna say that.
You don't think so?
I feel like here, you can have good content, but they ain't gonna share it.
That's what I'm saying.
They gonna look at it.
They just like to play.
But if I noticed this like years ago, I went viral. Like I had like 3.8 million views on this video, and people that was on my page, they didn't start sharing it till it went viral. Like when it already hit 30K views, yep. I mean 30K shares and stuff. That's when people on my page start sharing.
Same
like,
for months.
Like it's just like y'all seen it already. I know y'all seen it. Like y'all comment under somebody else that shared it.
Yeah.
When you could have just commented on like directly to me, but you went to the next person page, commented on it, and then shared it from there to say what you got to say. It's just like that's weird.
You know, I think another reason too is because I think some of the people that is kind of big here, mm-hmm. they don't really show love to the people that's on the way, that's on the come up, because I think they scared that they're going to take their spot, basically.
Now, you know, you know I'm a little messy. I ain't going to sound messy, but I like to get, who you think is big here?
Who do I think big here? Yeah. Really, nobody. I mean, but as far as like some of the people that are in a position to help you, they're not putting you on.
For sure.
That's what I mean. As far as like, let me reach out to somebody that podcast bigger than mine. Let me reach out to somebody that can really come on my podcast and turn it up. They're not responding.
I could definitely agree with that. That's just like what Clothing Brand is. A lot of people can't even get help. I never got help. So it's like you got to reach out to how I got mine started with somebody out of town I found on Instagram. He helped me start my whole brand when we had so many people here that had a brand. They ain't going to tell you exactly what they doing. They just going, oh, yeah, just make sure you do this or you might have to. They not going to tell you who they going to like me. Hey, people inbox me right now. Hey, this is exactly who making my clothes right this second.
I got two opinions about that, though. I feel like, because like some people hit me up, ask me about the podcast now. I will if I see you doing it, but some people just be wanting to meddle.
Yeah, they want to do it because you're doing it.
And them the people I ignore. But what you said is true.
But you don't know who.
I mean, so it's two people that reached out to me and they got a podcast. I told them everything. This is how you download it. This is how you publish it. Mm-hmm. This is what you should do. This is what you shouldn't expect. Them the people that I get a game to. I'm not going to lie.
I could say I kind of agree because it is some people where they inbox me. It depends on their conversation, how they come at me. I could tell if they really trying to do something or if they just in my business. So yeah. I be like, some people, I might get them free game for everything. And then it'd be some people, I'm going to get them to run around like, what you trying to do? Like, what you need my help with? Yeah. Like, keep asking them questions because it'd be like people, I think it's more so like, it's people that sit on my page. They know what I've been doing. They, you know, you feel me? They never interacted or anything, but you feel me? They see me on Facebook and they inbox me like, man, I was just having a hard time trying to find vendors and stuff. It's just like, what you want for real? Tell me what you want. Like, don't just come over here with this sad story. What you really want? Tell me you want my manufacturer.
Yeah.
You feel me? They not gonna come like that. They gonna give you this sad sob story. Like, want you to feel sorry for them. Want you to hand them something. Nah, tell me what you want. I'm not giving nothing away. Like, if you not gonna tell me what you want, I'm not giving it to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, some people they come genuine. Yeah. Like, hey, I was looking to start a brand. I'm having a little trouble doing research. Blah blah blah. I play with their head, see where they at. boom, here go a manufacturer, contact them, this is what you need to say. Don't do this, don't do that, never send all your money up front. Like, I do that, but yeah, like I said, it depends on their conversation, how they come at me. And like I said, if they interact with me on Facebook, anybody on my Facebook page that they actually talk to, oh man, I'll give them whatever they ask for. Like, yeah. Boom, like, you want the information, you got it.
I like that too, because that's, I'm trying to change the narrative in Naptown, because everybody say that people be hating people this, people that. And so what I've started to do is, man, if I see something dope, I'm commenting on your stuff. That's hard. That's dope. I'm commenting on their stuff. So it's somebody will look like, dang, he got this many followers, just comment on their stuff. Dang, that's hard. Like, nah, I really like, if I'm really commenting, I really like it. And I feel like we have an ego thing in Naptown where it's like, say, for instance, I see somebody out in public and I haven't met him in person, but I like what he's doing. People will be like, damn, I don't know if I want to go say nothing, because he'll try to see if I'm meat riding. Yeah. He'll see, like, it seemed like I'm. But nah, bro, people be needing to hear that. I be wanting to hear that.
Listen, you know what I'm not saying I'm somebody. I mean, I got a little clout. I got a little tad bit, enough to, you feel me, people that don't feel like they got enough clout appreciate if I have conversation with them. Like, I be kind, like I said, I comment on everybody's stuff on Facebook. I speak to normal people, like, people really be writing me, asking to meet me when I come back home to visit. Like, and I just feel like that's so dope. And like, my friends be making jokes like, you gonna get kidnapped or something, just meeting strangers, or you feel me, trying to connect with people. Like, this ain't like everything else. Like, and I just be like, nah, these people cool. Like, I ain't nobody. Like, you can see me at your local Walmart, local skating rink, local mall, all that. Yeah. So I be feeling like when people be requesting to meet me, or you feel me, hang with me and stuff, Nah, you're not finna pull up to where I'm at. But if I'm outside at Broadway or something, hey, yeah, you can sit at my table. Like, I'm not that type of person. So it's just like, it'd be dope, because like, you got people that they look at certain people as somebody.
You want me to tell you why?
I don't want to be that person that they think
is somebody.
It's like famous, and I don't deal with people in the city, because like, I feel like once I left, people think I'm just like this Naptown celebrity or something. Like, I get so much love coming back here, and I'm like, I'm just normal. I'm just city girl. Like, you feel me? I'm on Facebook. I'm at the rink. I'm at the mall. You can see me anywhere. Like, call my name. People only know me by my Facebook name, Kinkin or K3.
Yeah.
Kizel Kalani girl. Like, this is what I'm hearing when I go out. So it's like, I ain't nobody. Like, and I want to keep it like that.
Now you is somebody.
I mean, I'm somebody, but I want to keep it to where I ain't nobody to y'all, to feel like
you above
y'all
them.
Can't speak to me.
Yeah. I feel the same way. That's why I hate when people like, the love you on, bro. I be like, bro, what are you talking about, bro?
Yeah,
I'm one call away from you. Like, bro, talk to me. Like,
hey, you can message me on Facebook. I will respond. Like, I'm just, I'm not that type. I ain't there yet. Like, and even if I do get there, like, I'm still going to be the same. I'm still going to be on Facebook. Like, I Gorilla and her friends be on Facebook.
Right, they be coming on everybody.
That's going to be me, because Facebook is my spot. I'm not going to change. And I'm never going
to
change.
I think when you like that too, the people rock with you more. Because if they, and I will say this, people listen to this. You try to play that role in Naptown going to humble you quick. You want to act like you bougie? Oh, they about to show you something. They about to show you. That's why everybody that do this, they get up here, you act like you can't. Where they go? Right back down. Because you try to play your city.
Begging for support.
Yeah, it's a wrap. But I think the reason why people do that too is because they see the actions you make, and they probably see you so much on Facebook. Because, you know, some people don't post. Mm-hmm. So if you're the person everybody's posting and you're posting so much, they see you so much that you kind of become a celebrity. Just like the celebrities that are celebrities, they're celebrities because we don't see them. But if we see them every day, Drake? Right. Man, that's my call, that knucklehead right now, because we around them all the time. But it seemed like you so far out of touch that when they see you, they be starstruck.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, I feel good, because I be kind of preparing myself for when I get famous, like, how I'm gonna act when people just run up to me, like, dang, that's Kinky. And like, I be trying to prepare myself.
That's
like, I never been that up, like, stuck up type of person. Like, I would literally speak to a stranger. Like, people be hugging me, I don't be knowing some of these people.
So how you feel when people do that? Because it feel awkward when people come to me and be like, hey, bro, ain't you DeMar from? And they kind of be expecting you to know them.
Yeah, it go different ways, because it's like, I can't really point out people that's on my Facebook page. I know people only by their Facebook name, and I never seen them in person. So when people see me, they be like, girl, I'll be talking to you
all the time. You don't be even knowing.
Like, what? Like, what's your name on there? that I be having to have to play it off because I'm just like, dang, I don't want to make it seem like I'll just be randomly talking to people. But like, I be having people come up and give me hugs, and it just be feel good because it's just like, dang, they think I'm somebody. I ain't nobody. Like, yeah. I ain't nobody for real, but it's just like.
That happened to me too many times. And I be feeling that way. I'm like, dang, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't be.
Because I don't be really looking at their pages. I just be coming back, you know what I'm saying?
Never go to these people's page. Like, and then they'll message me and be like, that was me. And I'll be like, oh, dang, that's crazy. I really do be talking to you all the time. Yeah, never even knew, but I never looked at their pictures or nothing.
I don't be doing
that. Like, they happened to me when I was at, like, a bar in Ripple. And she probably gonna listen to this. It's funny. She came up to me. I had changed my name to, I changed my name to something on Facebook. And she called me that when I was at the bar. And I'm like, how do they know me? Like, I'm like, they gotta know me from Facebook. So I'm cracking up. Like, she's like, come on, I got a table. You can sit with us. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, me and my friend wouldn't go sit with her. So it's like, dang, that's cool. And then she had wrote me like, oh, yeah, girl. She made a post about something. I said, oh, that was her that was talking to me the whole time. I'm playing it off, though, because I don't know her. But I'm going to play it off because it's just like I want to make it real awkward. I'm already socially awkward. So to not know you, too, it's just like, ooh,
make it even more
I don't want to get to that. Like, so I just be trying to play it off. Like, okay, cool. Like, I'm just having normal conversations. As long as you ain't trying to kidnap me or, you feel me, do no crazy stuff, I'm cool with it. Like, we can conversate, you know, don't get too deep into the conversation because some people get too personal. They get to ask them about my baby daddy and stuff. So it just be like,
girl, okay, who your baby daddy?
I see your baby daddy on Facebook. Hey, come on now. Like, and that's what people do though. Like, people get too comfortable. Like, I be deleting people 24/7. They'll write me like, oh, your baby daddy posted this on Snapchat. Like, what the hell do they got to do with me? Like, you feel me? And it be making me mad because it's just like, okay, cool. I be talking to y'all. I don't be knowing y'all, but y'all doing too much now. Right. Like, them type of people, nah, they got to go. Like, I don't rock with them. But other people, cool, as long as you don't get too personal, right, like, all in my business and stuff. Like,
that's funny. So let me ask you this. So what's next for you?
Actually, I feel like this is something I really want to do before clothing and all that. I want to be a social media influencer. Like, that's
social media influencer.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like I got it already. Like, cause I already be on social media. I just feel like once I get bigger than Indiana, then I really blow up. Cause
how, like, you feel like you get bigger than Indiana?
I don't know. It's crazy because I know, but I don't know.
All
it's
you
like,
gotta do is date a rapper. Nah, just
like, it's like you really, like I said, like we was talking about earlier, like, Indiana is small.
Very.
But they not gonna rock with you like that until they see you doing something already.
On a bigger level. So on, like, a crazy level though.
It's hard to go viral in Indiana.
Very hard.
If I got a lot of people from out of town on my page. So typically when I go viral, it's because of Chicago. I got a lot of Chicago people.
They, you know, start, that was the first time I went viral because of Chicago.
Yeah. Once they get to sharing it, all they people share it. It ain't like Indiana. Indiana, they not gonna share it until it's already viral. Like, I made a post on Facebook a while ago. It was about Gary and Chicago dudes. They blew up.
Yeah, I think
they start sharing it. All Gary and Chicago people. Then that's when all the people from Indiana start sharing and commenting and stuff. It's just like, go on now. Like, I already, you feel me? Go ahead. Y'all ain't even want to help me get up there. And it's just like, Indiana, they not going to help you get there, but if you're there, they going to boost it up for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like they only going to rock with you if they already see you doing it. Like, but they not going to help you up to get to doing it already. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's a love-hate relationship with Indiana. Like,
You got me an idea. I'm going to start marketing towards Chicago.
Hey, I always keep Chicago people on my page, Tennessee. Who else do I got? Gary, of course. And Atlanta, if you get Atlanta people. Like, because it's just like they
super genuine.
If you catch any of the viral posts, click on that person's page. I can guarantee they from Chicago.
Mm.
Like, everybody in Chicago goes viral 24/7 because they all share each other posts. They all support each other. Like, whether they like each other or not, they're sharing each other.
Now, you're right, because one day I went to, I think it was a Chicago dude, page. because he had said something funny, so I just want to see some more of his posts. And I'm scrolling down. I'm seeing him. He's sharing all his buddy pictures of they fits, like back to back, though. That's and I'm just like, dang. Like, prom pictures of people, you know, so I'm just like, dang, okay.
I ain't going to say we don't do it here, but it's kind of rare. Like, you don't really catch people really going viral that often here.
Nah.
Unless they like.
It got to be some real weird.
You got some people that go viral. That's because, you know, people do a lot of peon stuff here. So it's like you got these certain people that do go viral off of everything they say just because they have that person has a lot of peons. But other than that, it's just like. A lot of people here make good content to be social media influencers. Oh like, we got God. A lot of pretty females here Definitely. That can literally get on the internet and post pictures and be that on TikTok.
Have you noticed this? And I know you've seen this multiple times. This is shade. Oh, because you're here. Let me let you. Have you ever seen on Facebook a cold pretty female get about 40 likes, right? Mm-hmm. And then you seen a pit bull looking female get down there 300 400
oh yeah all the time
that's crazy
time. And
think about what type of self-esteem game they play on them type of women.
I'm gonna be honest, I'm not liking nobody picture. If I would, I might like it because the caption, but yeah. If you don't look like 300 likes in 2 minutes,
oh my god,
you're not getting my like
2 minutes.
Like, you're not getting my like. Like, and it's like some people, I done seen them in person. This all off topic, but this, you know, this, I like little stuff like this. But if I see people in person and they don't look like they Facebook page, I can guarantee I'm never liking nothing again. Ever. Like, never. I like a picture of your kids or something.
Oh, you funny. Oh,
it just be
God.
Like, oh, you tricked me. Like, gotcha. Don't have, because it's just like, boom, say you know that person for real.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know that person for real. I only know them from Facebook. They post a nice picture. I like it. Then you over there looking like, what? Ain't Kanisha like the picture? Like,
yeah, they go. Like,
it just like, you look at it like.
She turned.
Why would, that's crazy. Like, y'all really be D-riding these people. And I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person that people think is D-riding other people.
Yeah.
But whole time, I never even met these people in person. So that's right, why right. when I meet them in person, and your pictures don't match, I'm done liking stuff. Like, yeah. That's it. Like, because I don't want to be in that crowd of people that just hyping you up and you really ain't that. Not trying to say I want to knock somebody's self-esteem down, but at the same time, you need to be who you really are. Like, because you tricking people, like, for real. Like,
it's not lit.
But I'm all, you go, I'll be in everybody likes, though. It just depends. Like, you got a nice fit. Cool, you can get my like. If you really that, I'm going to love the picture.
Are you stingy with your likes?
I ain't going to say I'm stingy, but.
Hey, that's a funny episode.
I'm very particular. Because it's just like I said, I'm somebody to be on Facebook all the time. So you see my name out of 300 people, you'll be like, oh, she crazy. Why? She liking the picture too? Because I done did it before. Like, what? Like, you love that picture? This person, you feel me? Like, when you get to looking at who liking this stuff, it just be like. Oh man, y'all really peons for real. Like, cause a lot of people here be peons. Like, and it's just like, I can't be in that box. Like, I don't want y'all think I'm just liking somebody's picture because who they are. Like,
quote unquote, who they are.
Yeah, they got a little clout, and y'all think we all liking their picture for that. I don't want to be that person. Like,
yeah.
So the second I see you, ain't that. Like, consider yourself not on my like list. Like, I'm taking it back. Like, you can't be on my like list.
So, all right. This episode was very funny, hilarious. I enjoyed you. Anything you want to share with the people before we end it?
Go shop Kenzel Kalani Clothing, Wildmantown.
Where they can find it? What's your website?
KenzelKalaniClothing.shop. I'll be in town maybe another few weeks.
They
got
can order
a pop-up
some stuff.
Shop. This Sunday, I don't know if this episode gonna release by the end, but pop-up shop Sunday. Follow me on Facebook at KenKen. Follow me on Instagram at KenzelKalani_K3. But yeah, follow me on Facebook though, cause I get paid, and even if y'all watching, I'ma still get paid.
All right, one last thing. I want you to leave some people with something motivational. some inspirational, just something, just some great words of wisdom.
Only thing I can say is be yourself. It's gonna get you further than trying to be who society wants you to be, who Facebook wants you to be, all that. Like, even with running your business, like, I mean, if you're a messed up person, then that's a different story. But just be yourself all throughout life. It's gonna get you way further than anything will. Like, it'll help you when you got a business. It'll help you when you need that support. Like, all that. It all tied down to everything of just being yourself. Like, me, I'm myself. And I love it, because can't nobody check me on who I am, because this is me for real.
I like that. I like that. And, man, thank y'all. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming.
Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. And y'all tap in with another one, y'all. Peace. I hope y'all enjoyed that episode. Look, I want y'all to go check out my book, which is called Keys to Elevate. 3 powerful chapters: environment, positive thinking, and intentional action. These are the keys to elevate. This is just my philosophy. I feel like it'll help a lot of people out. And it's only $9.99, which is $10 going invest into yourself. You can grab that in my link in my bio on Instagram. My Instagram name is _IamDeMond. Go check that out. I promise you won't regret it.